Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a balanced jungle DJ intro for Sunrise Emotion in Ableton Live 12, and the big idea is this. The intro has to do more than sound atmospheric. It has to carry identity, hold mix compatibility, and set up emotional release without giving away the whole tune too early. So think like a selector first, producer second. This intro should help the next track blend cleanly, but it also needs to say, this is my tune within the first few bars. We are aiming for 172 to 174 BPM, and a key center like F minor, G minor, or D minor works really well for that ride a jungle sunrise mood. I'd start with a 16-bar sketch in arrangement view, then decide whether it wants to stretch to 24 or 32 bars once the vibe starts speaking back to you. For the first section, keep it sparse. The opening 8 bars should feel like the room is waking up. Filtered break fragments, distant ambience, maybe a bit of vinyl noise or dub texture, but no full-on low-end statement yet. The point is tension and invitation, not overload. Let's start with the drums. Grab a classic break, or any break with nice ghost note movement, and either warp it in beats mode or slice it into simpler, so you can control the hits more directly. For a jungle intro, you want the break to feel alive, but not too busy too early. Let the ghost notes do the work on the break bus. A nice starting chain is drum bus for a little drive and crunch. EQ 8 to high pass the break around 120 to 180 Hz if the sub is carrying the bottom, and then a saturator with soft clip on for a little controlled bite. You're not trying to make the break the whole record. You're giving it movement and character while leaving room for the bass and vocal. Now bring in the rag identity. This is where the personality lives. Use one strong vocal phrase, a chant, an ad lib. Something with attitude and rhythm. Don't just drop a sample on top and call it done. Chop it, phrase it, make it answer the drums. A great workflow is to load the vocal into simpler in slice mode if you want performance style control, or leave it as audio and automate clip gain and filters if you want a more raw, dubby feel. Then use echo for delay throws. Start around 1/8 dotted or 1/4 timing, with feedback around 25-40%. Keep the dry/wet subtle at first, maybe 10-25%, and automate it up to around 40% when you want a transition to bloom. Teacher tip here. Raga vocals work best when they feel like a conversation. The voice says something, the drums answer, the bass punctuates, and the space opens behind it. That call and response is what gives jungle and raga material its swagger. Next, build the sub. This is crucial. The intro needs low-end promise, but not the full bass weapon yet. Use operator or wavetable and make a clean sine-based sub. Keep it mono. Keep it disciplined. No unnecessary width. No huge movement. No extra clutter. You can hold a root note for 2 bars, then maybe do a tiny climb or drop at the end of an 8-bar phrase. That gives the listener a hint of where the groove is headed without revealing the full bass line. Add a little saturator, maybe 1 to 3 dB of drive, and use EQ 8 to clean up any mud around 200 to 350 Hz if needed. Utility on the sub should stay at 0% width. If you want a bit more size without ruining clarity, layer a restrained mid-bass or weak res above the sub. Keep it filtered, maybe around 180 to 500 Hz, and use it sparingly. This is how you make the intro feel wide and powerful while still staying mix-friendly. Now let's open up the atmosphere. Sunrise Emotion comes from contrast. Dark foundation, bright horizon. So build a texture layer that slowly becomes more open over time. It could be a pad, a field recording, vinyl hiss, crowd wash, or dub ambience. The important part is that it feels like air moving through a system, not generic cinematic wallpaper. Use hybrid reverb, but keep it filtered. A dry/wet around 15 to 35% is often enough, and make sure the low end is controlled so the sub stays clean. Auto filter is your best friend here. Start the cutoff low, maybe 300 to 600 Hz. Then open it gradually toward 4 to 8 kHz as the intro progresses. That gradual opening is the sunrise. A smart move is to put some of this space on a return track and send the vocal or break into it. That makes the ambience reactive instead of just permanently drenched. It feels more musical, more dubwise, more intentional. Now we shape the arrangement. This is where the lesson becomes about phrasing, not just loop building. In the first 4 bars, keep things filtered and mysterious. Bars 5 to 8, let the vocal phrase appear and throw a delay response into the space. Bars 9 to 12, let the sub enter or become more obvious. Bars 13 to 16, sharpen the drums a little and use a small fill or break at it to point toward the main groove. If you're extending to 24 or 32 bars, Keep the arc moving in 8 bar chunks. Bars 17 to 24 can lift the top end and widen the atmosphere. The final 4 to 8 bars should feel like a clean handoff lane for the DJ or for the drop. Don't overcrowd that section. Leave room for the next thing to land. Automation is not decoration here. Automation is phrasing. Think of it like punctuation in a sentence. Small changes in filter cutoff, echo feedback, send level, reverb wetness, and stereo width can make the intro feel like it's breathing. For example, open the breaks high pass gradually. Let the vocal delay feedback rise right before a phrase change. Widen the atmosphere slightly as the set transitions. Then pull it back, just enough so the low end stays stable and the mix remains readable. And speaking of mix, get serious about balance early. Sub and mono. Breaks high passed so they don't fight the bass. Atmosphere is trimmed so they don't smear the groove. Leave headroom on the master, ideally around minus 6 to minus 3 dB while you're building. If the intro feels thin, don't immediately add more low end. Often the better move is more harmonic saturation, tighter drum transients, or a stronger vocal mid-range. Another important point, this intro needs to work even if the main groove is muted. If it only feels good because the drop is coming later, then the intro doesn't really have its own identity. Check that it can stand alone as a selector tool. That's a very advanced way to think about arrangement. For DJ functionality, make sure the intro is countable and easy to mix. Clean 8-bar phrasing helps a lot. You can add one reverse cymbal, one snare fill, a short drum dropout, or a dub delay tail into a phrase change. Just don't overproduce it. A sunrise intro should feel confident, not crowded. If the track is feeling too polite, add controlled roughness. A little clip distortion on a parallel drum layer, some unstable sample start variation, or a short gritty delay return on the vocal can bring back the jungle edge without wrecking the balance. Here's the core mindset. Contrast beats density. One well-placed vocal line over a restrained break often hits harder than statting three loops and hoping for energy. The sunrise moment lands because you've earned it. So as you build, keep asking, does this part signal identity? Does it stay mix-friendly, and does it move the emotional arc forward? If the answer is yes, you're on the right track. To finish, listen once in mono and once in stereo. In mono, the sub should stay solid and the intro should still make sense. In stereo, the atmosphere should bloom, but not blur. If the vocal feels pasted on, chop it tighter and give it a response shape. If the intro feels too dark, open the filter a little more in the last 8 bars. If it feels too empty, add a second break layer or a small harmonic texture, not just more volume. The goal is a balanced jungle DJ intro that feels warm but tense, emotional but functional, and ready for that sunrise moment when the room finally opens up. Build the world in 8-bar phrases, keep the low end disciplined, and let the emotional release feel like daylight breaking through.